It's time for some NFL award predictions. We have a total of 8 awards here. And it's time, ladies and gentlemen, to give them out. Are you ready, John?
Yes, sir.
All right. Here we go. The Offensive Rookie of the Year. I'll go first on the odds and you go first on the evens.
Okay, sounds good.
The Offensive Rookie of the Year shouldn't be a surprise. From the Arizona Cardinals, I'm going with Marvin Harrison Jr. I think Kyler Murray's going to have a pretty good year, so I think that's where he's going to get that vote.
You have a higher opinion of Kyler Murray than I do, mm-hmm. and I think Marvin Harrison Jr., no matter who the quarterback is, mm-hmm. is going to have a hell of a year. I'm going to go in a different direction. I'm going to go with one of the quarterbacks that was taken in the first round, and I'm going to go all the way down to the bottom of that list and Bo Nix.
Sean Payton.
I think it's the opportunity. I do believe he'll be the starting quarterback. I don't think he's named him the starting quarterback yet, but Sean Payton will have 100% full control over what Bo Nix does. It will be very influential. Bo Nix is a little bit older as a rookie, and I think he is a great fit for that offense. And I think Sean Payton is, you can think whatever you want of him. I do think he is a really good offensive mind. You're going to see Bo Nix. I don't know if it produces I don't think it produces a playoff run. I'm not going that wild, but I do think he will have decent numbers as a rookie starting quarterback.
That Chiefs defense is good out there, though. And then also the Chargers defense, I expect to be back pretty strong this year. So that's why maybe no playoffs, but you're buying it. You're buying the preseason hype. Well, he's running away with the preseason, right? I mean, right, as far as one of the biggest stories?
Well, I don't necessarily know. I mean, I think Caleb Williams is still going to be the biggest story.
Yeah, well, whatever.
Okay, but you can't say whatever.
Who do you think should have a better season, Caleb Williams or Bo Nix?
Caleb Williams.
Okay, really? I thought you were going
But Nix. I think Bo Nix has a higher mountain to climb and what he'll be able to do.
Well, but Caleb Williams has better talent around him.
Yes.
Offensively.
Yeah.
How about with just one other here, Bowers? With Minshew getting named the starter, I wouldn't have liked it as much if it was O'Connell. But with Minshew?
Yeah.
That's possible. All right, it's time for the Defensive Player of the Year, John Jansen.
I'm going to go, and people can call me a homer, whatever they want. I'm going with Terrion Arnold. And a lot of it is simply opportunity. I think he's going to be the starting cornerback, or at least one of them, opposite Carlton Davis. But I also think that the Detroit Lions, throughout a majority of the season, are going to be playing with the lead. Teams that play against the Lions know that they're going to have to score a lot of points. Offensively, we're going to score a lot of points. So there are going to be a lot of throws to Terrion Arnold. They're going to test him often, early, and all season long. So some of it's just a matter of opportunity. I think he's going to have some decent numbers. I think he's going to continue to improve throughout the course of the year. So Defensive Rookie of the Year for me is our very own Terrion Arnold.
Mine might be a little bit of a surprise because a team that's known for their offense. But I'm going with the defensive guy to get a lot of sacks in his rookie year from Penn State, Chop Robinson with the Miami Dolphins.
Been a little banged up in the camp, hasn't he?
That I don't know, so no. That's shame on me if I didn't realize that. But as you like to say, his get-off is incredible.
He's very quick.
Yeah. Exactly. All right. The Comeback Player of the Year. I think this might be one of the two most obvious choices here. I'm going to go with Aaron Rodgers. I just think he's going to be really good, and he didn't play more than
four snaps.
Yes. So he qualifies in my mind as the Comeback Player of the Year.
Well, I mean, yes, he would definitely be in that category.
Mm-hmm.
For me, it's going to be Kirk Cousins. I think with Bijan Robinson as his running back, it takes a lot of pressure off of him. They're going to be able to run the football. Drake London, Ray McCloud, but then Kyle Pitts. I think Kyle Pitts has the year that we've kind of waited and wanted to see since he, came out of school. I just think that this is an opportunity for this team to take a gigantic step in a division that's not that strong. They could be a team that makes the playoffs. They could even be a team that wins a playoff game. So Kirk Cousins going from Minnesota, the torn Achilles, that's my comeback player of the year.
All right. The assistant coach of the year, John Jansen.
I'm going to go with a team that you've already mentioned, but Jeff Ulbrich, who is the defensive coordinator for the New York Jets. I think he's a guy that I'm kind of surprised he's not a head coach yet. His defenses are always near the top. Now, they don't have Christian Wilkins. They don't have some of the players that they've had. They have not Christian Wilkins. He was in Miami. The guy that you just mentioned that was drafted high.
Trap Robinson?
No, defensive tackle for the New York Jets.
Oh, Quinnen Williams.
Quinnen Williams, yes. I apologize. That's when I look at this defense with, you know, Sauce, and I look at what he has done year in, year out as defensive coordinator, I don't think he gets the love. And if Aaron Rodgers is the comeback player of the year, if they make a run at the division, if they get into the playoffs and make a run, there's going to be a lot of attention on how good this defense is. And it's been a guy that I think has been undervalued. So I'm going to go with Jeff Ulbrich, defense coordinator for the Jets.
Now, my question for you on that one is, how much of the defense does, you know how Andy Reid always said, well, he does all the offense, so the offensive coordinator is irrelevant. Is it the same thing with the Jets, though, with Saleh?
I think so. I think Saleh knows exactly what he wants, but it's still going to be Ulbrich that is calling the defense. And right now, Saleh has his hands full with a whole lot of things going on in with the Jets.
Yes, indeed. All right. My assistant coach of the year. What the hell? I'm going to go with the homer pick. I'm going Ben Johnson.
Okay.
I mean, he might not get it because everybody expects him to get it, but
sure,
he's getting it.
Last year's winner was Jim Schwartz.
That's right.
How about Aubrey Pleasant this year?
My God, all former Lions. My other one, though, I was going to take, my second one was going to be Shane Waldron in Chicago, if the Bears can come up with a really good offense. All right, the offensive player of the year. He might talk way too much smack, but he is still, in my opinion, the greatest receiver in the game, Tyreek Hill. Is going to be my offensive player of the year.
It's funny that I didn't know that we would agree on any of these, but I have Tyreek Hill as well, especially if he, with the extra game. I know he's had the extra game for, you know, a couple of years now, but being able to have that, the numbers that he continues to put up, a quarterback in the same system now, third year in a row, I think they are going to put up ridiculous numbers, and I think it probably will be Tyreek Hill.
Time for the defensive player of the year, John.
I'm going to go into the AFC, and a guy that obviously has some roots here in Metro Detroit, that's Max Crosby. I could see from your reaction, we have the same guy again. Mm-hmm. Max Crosby is the guy that has always been scratching at the surface. He's a dominant player, can take over games, and I think this is the year where he finally gets full recognition for what he does on the football field. So I'm going to go Max Crosby.
All right. I agree. Right there. I got it. All right.
Two in a row.
I know. There's a chance we could run the table here.
I don't think you're going to have my coach of the year.
Okay. The coach of the year. Now, I want to say Dan Campbell, but for some reason, coach of the year seems to always go to the unexpected guy, the team that is, you know, maybe does better than who many people thought. So my coach of the year is going to be Raheem Morris of the Atlanta Falcons.
Okay. All right. It kind of goes a little bit along with the comeback player that I had, Kirk Cousins. Mm-hmm. And the fact that, I mean, they got Matthew Judon. They're built to
and Simmons,
be greatly
they got two,
improved.
Yeah.
So just by roster, they're improved. And I think he's a guy that is going to do a good job. Probably should have got that job originally. And who knows where they would be right now. My coach of the year is in Indianapolis, and that's Shane Steichen. Mm-hmm. I thought last year losing Anthony Richardson was a huge blow to that team. They still won 9 games. And now with Jonathan Taylor, remember at the beginning of last year, mm-hmm. it was Jonathan Taylor going to get the new contract? Was he not? And so his start of the season wasn't quite what you thought it would be. But Adonai Mitchell or Adonai Mitchell, their draft pick, Michael Pittman Jr. And then you look at the defense, it's still going to be a really good defense. And Quentin Nelson, one of my favorite offensive linemen in the league right now. I think this is a team with Anthony Richardson that could really do some damage.
All right, predicting awards is extremely tough, I think.
Yeah.
This is the easiest on the list. Jim Harbaugh.
I don't think it's easy, but it's a possibility. If they're
in terms of a just most likely to win it, I think. He's done it once.
Mm-hmm.
He took a team from, what, 5 wins to 12 or 13 out there his first year in San Francisco. He's got talent. What, the Angels descended from heaven yesterday with Justin Herbert's return or whatever his quote was?
Yeah. I think he's...
You guys just can't say
he heard
it.
Angels
no, I think he's in for next year. But I don't think... Because you mentioned, you know... The Chiefs, they still have to, I don't know, who knows? Hopefully for the Charger fans, he will be. I don't, it's irrelevant whether we like him personally or not.
He scarred you guys, didn't he?
No, he won a national championship for the team I root for the most, so I like him for that.
Yeah.
All right. Most valuable player.
This one is easy to me. Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, okay.
And it has nothing to do with the behind-the-back pass. No. It just simply has to do with, until he's knocked off that pedestal, every single year, I'll probably be picking Patrick Mahomes as the preseason prediction to win most valuable player.
Yeah.
He does it all.
I agree. That's why, because I thought at one point we both were going to take Campbell, and we both didn't, because I switched at the last second.
Oh, you switched it? Oh, flip-flopper.
Yeah, I crossed out. You know, I have a few that as I go along, I said, you know, I like this guy more and more I think about it. So I almost had Mahomes for both Offensive Player of the Year and MVP, but they usually don't do that.
No, because the MVP really is just the best quarterback.
Yes, indeed. All right, those are our NFL award predictions. Stoney and Jansen, 97.1 The Tick.